Veterans Update. Retirement Revamp Should Lift All Boats by Tom Philpott. The House and Senate Armed Services Committees are deciding what to do with a Blue Ribbon Panel's recommendations to rebalance military retirement benefits for future service members. The Military Compensation and Retirement Modernization Commission proposes to replace the current system, which provides no benefits short of 20 years of service, with a plan that blends a reduced annuity for careerists with a portable thrift savings plan, TSP. Members would be fully vested in their TSP after 2 years and see government match their contributions of up to 5% basic pay. The blended plan, the commission argues, would sustain force quality but be fairer to non-careerists, allow the services more flexibility to shape the force they need with a desired mix of youth and experience, and save DOD billions of dollars annually. Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican, South Carolina, chairman of the Senate Subcommittee on Military Personnel, says he intends to endorse the new plan and push for its enactment if the numbers add up. Current retirees would be fully grandfathered, and members now serving would have a choice to stay with the current plan or shift to the new option. Those entering on or after the date of enactment would fall under the blended plan. It would still provide an immediate annuity for full careers, but payments would be lowered 20% compared to current retirement. Anyone who serves 20 years would get retired pay equal to 40, not 50%, of basic pay. In return, they would be vested in a TSP with matching contributions, like 401k plans in the private sector. Government matching would end at 20 years. To retain enough careerists, transferability of post-9/11 GI Bill education benefits to family members would be offered only after 10 years in return for 2 additional years of service. At the 12-year mark, members would get lump-sum continuation payments equal at least to 2.5 months in basic pay, but they would have to agree to serve 4 more years. Presumably, after 16 years of service, most careerists would stay for 20 to gain that immediate annuity. Those who qualify for retirement would confront still more new choices. Rather than draw an immediate annuity equal to 2% of basic pay for each year served, one could elect to take a lump sum amount and a smaller annuity. One could also get a maximum cash payment and forfeit any annuity until old age. At 67, those who did cash out would see retired pay restored to the level of their peers who elected full annuities at retirement. Some veterans' service organizations, including the American Legion, fear the commission might be overstating the relative value of the plan, at least for longer-serving members. There should be no degradation of benefits for service members coming in, said John Stovall, director of the Legion's National Security/Foreign Relations Division. We want to protect the all-volunteer force. The commission estimates that 83% of service members leave with no retirement benefit, although 40% do participate in a military TSP that today offers no government matching. There probably should be something for folks who only serve 6, 10, or 12 years, Stovall said, a hybrid system that allows them to save for retirement and take that into the civilian world is probably a good one. But it shouldn't be paid for by cutting retirement for our future careerists, he said, suggesting that a more robust TSP and continuation pay wouldn't make up for a 20% cut in lifetime annuities. We would like to see something that lifts all boats, he added. Graham, however, suggested it might be good to rebalance benefits this way if recruiting and retention aren't harmed and more people leaving the service early do so with some government-paid retirement on top of traditional veterans' benefits.